My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock. He represents the Golden State's 4th Congressional District, and he's making news here late in the week as a result of a short address he made on the House floor on Thursday. He talked about the need to enforce existing immigration laws and what he considers to be indispensable towards any emergency legislation designed to stem the tide of illegals coming across our southern border. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with, first of all, what you think should be in any emergency legislation. Of course, the administration is asking for $3.7 billion for what they say is expediting deportations, and there's also money in there to build temporary housing facilities. There's a number of other bills out there as well, from the Corn and Cuellar bill that would expedite the process, but others are saying that that doesn't go far enough. What are the key components that you say have to be there?
Well, I think there is a broad consensus within the Republican House that we need to detain all new arrivals rather than releasing them into the general population, expedite deportation hearings, provide unrestricted access for law enforcement to all federal lands at the border. Right now, they're severely restricted over which lands they can even access, and activating the National Guard in whatever numbers are necessary to secure the southern border now.
In terms of the overall approach to immigration policy, you also made a point of talking about several aspects of existing law that simply aren't being enforced by this administration. And here's the quote that sums it up. If we are not willing to enforce our current laws, there is no reason to believe that any future laws will be enforced. And until we enforce them, we really can't accurately assess what changes may be needed. To what extent do you think, even if the ideas you just mentioned were passed in emergency legislation, that this president would enforce them?
Well, the legislation would tie the funds to the enforcement of the provisions we just discussed. What we really need to do is enforce the existing immigration law, which provides for serious sanctions against employers who hire illegal immigrants, and completion of the border fence. Also, we've got to deport illegal immigrants who come into contact with law enforcement or who apply illegally for government assistance. Current law provides for their deportation. If we are not willing to deport such illegal immigrants, then our immigration laws become meaningless.
How close are we to a tipping point here? You talk about how history is shouting its warning at us. Nations that either cannot or will not defend their borders aren't around very long. How close do you think we are to that becoming a threat?
I think we're at the tipping point right now. I think a majority of Americans have awakened to the fact that we face an unprecedented crisis on our southern border. For the first time in American history, that border is, as a practical matter, completely undefended and wide open, and is being crossed by thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants. As I said, border security is the single most important responsibility of the federal government. If it cannot discharge that responsibility, all of its others become meaningless.
Congressman, the conventional wisdom is that Republicans who want comprehensive immigration reform want cheap labor, Democrats want cheap votes. Is there more to this than votes in the way the administration is approaching this?
I don't know. I can't read minds, but I do know that they have completely abandoned the responsibility that the federal government has to defend our borders. And as the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, the chief executive, the president, is responsible for that. He is required to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. He's done exactly the opposite.
We're talking with California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock. And, sir, reading from a CBS report today is that the administration is planning to go unilaterally, potentially, on expanding refugee status, specifically for young people coming from Honduras. Quoting, the plan would involve screening youths in Honduras, one of the world's most violent nations, to determine whether they qualify for refugee status. The administration saying no final decision has been made. If they were to go down that path, what would be the response on the Hill?
I think it would be extremely negative. I mean, if you think about what they're actually saying. They're saying this wave of illegal immigration is not arriving here fast enough, so we want to fly them to America. That's what they're saying. And by the way, if they're conferred refugee status for simply fearing violence, well, that makes eligible every person in every part of the world, including the south side of Chicago and most parts of Detroit. Refugee status, by the way, entitles them to welfare benefits and legal residency.
You mentioned, obviously, it wouldn't be received well on Capitol Hill. What could you actually do about it?
Hopefully we won't have to address that. If we do, I believe that Congress would have no choice but to exercise the full power of the purse and to seriously considering other options.
You mentioned that the House Republicans are pretty much unified in the approach here. Obviously, there's a democratically controlled Senate and Barack Obama in the White House. So how do you expect this emergency debate over the border legislation to proceed?
I think the American people are going to need to weigh in on this. Again, the provisions that I think will be in the House bill, including stopping the catch-and-release program and detaining new arrivals while we expedite deportation hearings, providing law enforcement with unrestricted access to federal lands, and to activate the National Guard, I think these are all measures that the American people recognize are desperately needed and which they would overwhelmingly support. I think if the Senate were to stand in the way of such emergency action, there would be hell to pay.
Very last question. I know you've got to go do some voting. You represent a district in a border state. Your district's not that close to the border, but what is the impact on this in California right now, as you can tell?
The impact goes to every part of our social service structure. I mean, if we're going to provide free food and clothing and housing and medical care and transportation and legal representation and relocation, the implications are overwhelming. We're already seeing our schools, our hospitals, our courts, our law enforcement, our prisons, all being overwhelmed by this flood of illegal immigration. Local and state budgets are now being stretched to the max. If we allow this to continue, not only will we see further deterioration in these services, no longer will we see a further depression in the employment situation, we're also going to watch our legal immigration laws simply become irrelevant. Why would anyone go to all the trouble of obeying our immigration laws when they can reap the same benefits by ignoring them?
We'll leave it with that question. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock represents his state's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.